Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This is ESPN Radio's Barton Hahn Podcast.
Turn them up. It's Barton Hahn, Alan Hahn, Bart Scott. ESPN Radio, we are presented by Progressive Insurance. We are live at Margaritaville in the heart of New York City, Times Square. The pool is open. We're swimming. It's been hot. It's been that kind of day. We got football tonight, the beginning of the NFL season tonight between two of the favorites. The one defending champs, the L.A. Rams. The other, the odds-on favorites who maybe win the Super Bowl, the Buffalo Bills. That's the game tonight. And, of course, Sunday, the full slate of games, Sunday night. And then Monday Night Football, Bart, with the new lineup. Joe Buck, Troy Aikman.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, baby. So we begin. Football is back, everybody. It is here. The wait is over. And we begin with a doozy tonight. There's no
Christmas.
Doubt about that. It does feel like it, but you
it's
know
like,
what?
Like
it is like Christmas.
Yeah.
Well, because it's Disney Plus Day, by the way.
Oh, wow.
Speaking of,
that's like
your wish has been granted. The Disney Plus Day offer, listen to this. This month only, the price drops. This September, nothing beats the Disney Plus Day offer. Only $1.99 for 1 month.
What you talking about, Willis?
Exactly. You got that in your floor of your car.
Please
offer available now until September 19th, and then guess what? You wait, you're out. $7.99. A month. So don't wait. All these and more. You get all these great movies and more streaming live. So, again, it is Bart and Hahn. We're getting ready for the new season. And to do that, let's bring in another guest, Bart. Somebody that you affectionately give him a nickname that I refuse to use because I don't like to body shame people.
No.
You do. Listen. It's your favorite thing to do. You say it all the time. I'm uncomfortable with it.
Fat
his name, his name is Nick Mangold. He is a Jets legend, and we're going to treat him as such.
But
he joins us right now. Nick, how you doing?
But regular Thor is like 110 pounds.
How you doing? So
regular Thor is – first of all, Thor is not 110 pounds.
Okay, 225.
Nick, how do you feel about this nickname? I just need to know right out of the gate.
Nick Mangold is
a
beautiful
man. It's Bart. It's Bart, and I know he says it from a place of love, so I'm going to allow it to happen because I know he means well with it. He's just not that smart to realize that it's actually mean.
Nick is one of my most favorite people. First of all, congratulations. Long overdue. Jets Ring of Honor.
Yes.
He's been inducted with Darrell Revis, DeBrickasaw Ferguson, and this is just a stop on Nick Mangold's way to the Hall of Fame.
Really?
He's definitely a Hall of Famer. And I'll be there, Nick. I'll be there with my Thor helmet on and all when you go in the Hall of Fame. Speaking about the Hall of Fame.
I'd love to get his take on that, though. Just you know, Nick, how does that feel, though, the idea of being honored by the Jets this way, you know, with Brick also, who you guys came up together and were, you know, a huge part of, you know, very successful teams and offensive line was everything, and you guys were a big part of that. Just what does that mean?
Yeah, it was crazy. You know, when Woody came to tell me we were filming a podcast with Sanchez, and so Woody just comes walking in, and then all of a sudden Brick and Revis pop up on the screen as well. And the three of us are sitting there and have no idea what's going on, and then Woody explains it to us. And, like, being able to do that together was something pretty special. And then as it's going along, and then at the luncheon, I got my green jacket, the kickoff luncheon, and that's when I think it really kind of hit home. Like, this is a very special club to be a part of. I'm truly honored and humbled to be a part of it.
Now, when that day comes, I know we're going to have a speech and it's going to be amazing, but will the toes be exposed or covered up? Will you be there? You're famous for the Cadillacs.
Right, yeah.
You're famous for the backwards hat, the jeans. Is the wife going to make you put on closed-toe shoes?
I think she will probably make me put on real shoes, but I will be wearing a hat backwards. I'm going out how I came in, and that's the way I want to do it.
Nick, how when you look at the Jets this season, and I mean, we're talking about the AFC, it's a gauntlet. Like, there's so many good teams in this conference. And for young teams and teams that are still being built, you know, it's always the challenge of, but we're not where, like, the Bills are. We're not where the Chiefs are. Like, there's certain teams you just look at and just know, well, we're trying to get there, but we're not there yet. When you look at the challenge ahead just for the Jets as a team that's building, what are your what are the fair expectations for this team?
I think the fair expectations for the team is to do better than we did last year. And, you know, I think they added a lot of weapons on the outside. The defense has had more time together now. You know, we were playing a lot of rookies last year. And, you know, we're dealing with a couple of injuries here. I just saw the one about Dwayne Brown having a shoulder with that.
Yeah.
So that bothers me with the offensive line, because the offensive line has been an issue for us for a while. And I thought we were getting it cleaned up this year. I know Joe Douglas has done a great job of trying to fix that, the void of talent there, and he did. But now we're dealing with this little injury bug with Mekhi going down early. And now the new tackle you brought in to replace him, he's got something going on. So I'm a little concerned there, but I think our weapons are what I'm really excited about. And I've always said that, you know, you have to have a good offensive line to allow those weapons to shine. But I think some of these guys are going to be able to make plays, you know, just on their own.
Nick, you came here to the Jets as a first-round draft pick. You not only lived up to the expectations, you exceeded the expectations. But what are some of the pressures and issues that are unique specifically just to this market?
Yeah, I think the biggest thing is the scrutiny. I mean, you have like five newspapers, you have all the TV channels, all the radios hosted out of New York City. And so all eyes are on you. And so there's an element that you have to realize as you're playing, as you're in that locker room, that it's not you against the media, and it's not like the media is trying to tear you apart, but they're all looking for a story. And there's so many of them, they all need to find a story. And so if you can block that out and try to ignore it as much as possible and just focus on your craft, that's the best way to get through it.
Nick Mangold joining us here on the show. It's Barton Hahn, Alan Hahn, Bart Scott, ESPN Radio. It's Joe Flacco's team right now, but we know eventually it's got to be Zach Wilson's team, right? Like, you don't draft the guy number two, and, you know, you're just going to put him on the shelf for a very long time. Do you see the fact that they're holding him out until week four as precautionary, or is there something more to this? Like, because I feel like a lot of times with young quarterbacks, we rush them right in. We just throw them right, you know, baptism by fire. Get them in there. They got to learn. But there's some that maybe need to sit and watch, like Mahomes did. You know, we've seen that before, where it might be better to learn. When you watch him, do you see a quarterback that's ready to be QB1? He wants to. He puts the work in to do it. But I mean, just ready for that job yet.
Yeah, I think he is. And I think he's there. And I think they're being smart with this injury. Because, yes, he played last year, and so now we're looking into year two and that growth and everything. But it's if you rush back too early and then you get hurt again at the end of the season, it's not going to do you any good. And luckily we do have Joe Flacco, who can manage the team. He can hold down the fort until Zach is ready to come back in. And Zach will have a great learning opportunity, too, knowing that if they stick with this week four timeline, that he's got 3 weeks of full study of, you know, how does Joe go through his game day preparations from the end of the game Sunday to Monday through the week, you know, Saturday leading up. He can really hone in on that. And I think that'll be a big help for him in his development.
You know, I always like to talk to great players. And when I talk to them, I like to ask them, in your spare time, when you're evaluating your position, which is probably one of the most, you know, underestimated or, you know, least glamorous position, but probably the most important, the quarterback of the offensive line is a real thing, a big thing. You know, who does Nick Mangold really light up to see in style of play when you think about your position as far as, you know, the center position?
So, Bart, you bring up a great point, and I'm glad you're doing this on the radio because here's the problem we have. We have the red zone, so we see all the touchdowns. We have the regular gameplay, so we see, you know, the ball flying around and all the exciting stuff. We have no dedicated camera or channel to the offensive line. And so you can't see him because for some reason the camera follows the ball And so unless you're getting the all 22, very difficult to really evaluate guys as they go. And so that's what I find disappointing is, you know, we talk about it. And then I know it's fantasy driven and everything like that, but I think it would be really cool if they had, you know, like the trench channel, and that you're just watching the offensive and defensive line go. Maybe like there's a picture in picture of what's actually happening for the full play, but you're focused on the offensive line. And then we can really see like, hey, was it the offensive line's fault that the guy got through, or was it the quarterback holding the ball too long or something like that? So it's very difficult to be able to really evaluate guys when you're just watching on TV on home like everybody else.
That like the football diehards would definitely be into something like that.
But it's a lot of hand fighting going down there. I think they should give the center like a sternum cam so we can see like what goes on.
Mic it up.
Yeah, sponsored by Parquet. We're going to get it sponsored by Parquet. I cannot believe it's not butter. You know what I'm saying? Because y'all be out there dishing out pancakes. That's what I mean.
Well, that's obviously – I love when Jeff Saturday does his, you know, like the sat him down, you know, the different pancakes thing that he does in the segment on Get Up, because it does accentuate the work of an offensive lineman and what they do. But it's always been the game within the game, right, Nick? I mean, that's something that is so – it's when you talk about good teams, that's the first place you go. Like, why will Jalen Hurts be successful in Philadelphia? Well, he got a really good offensive line.
Yeah.
Why are you concerned about Dak Prescott, as good as he is in Dallas? Because his offensive line is compromised. Like, it's always the common denominator to whether a team's going to be good or not is the – like, look at Tom Brady. Nick, when you look at that offensive line in Tampa, and we see Tom Brady at 45 years old, and we know who they've lost – especially, you know, obviously Ryan Jensen with that injury, which is the most important spot for Tom Brady, right in the middle. When you look at the Bucs and their offensive line situation, does that give you concern about Brady's effectiveness and whether or not the Bucs can be as good as maybe some people think they can?
Yeah, it definitely causes concern right off the bat. But then you also got to remember that Brady is one of those special humans where he, you know, he had some good offensive lines in New England and he had some terrible offensive lines. And yet he was still able to know where his problems were, you know, when he had to get the ball out fast. And so I think he kind of overcame some of those problems. So I still think I wouldn't count Tampa Bay out yet, but I think he is going to take some more hits than he's used to in the past couple of years.
You know, Nick, I was really excited to see you. You know, I love being around you.
I know.
Of course, I saw you the other day. But I was most excited today because I just ordered something from Margaritaville, and I just wanted to see how many different things your sauce can make taste better.
Yeah, for everybody listening to understand, so Nick was supposed to be here in person like we've had everybody else, but illness came about and couldn't make the trip here, so kind enough at least to call in. But part of the deal was Nick was going to bring his growing popular –
yeah, he's had a cooking
famous
barbecue
sauce. And we were going to – what we were going to do, Nick, is we were going to order a whole bunch of, like, different things.
Coconut
and
shrimp.
Try them all out and see what we liked and see what we didn't like. So is there a way that maybe later in the season we can get you to the studio down at Seaport and we can do it there?
Nick, you should see this guy right here with your jersey on. He looks like he just found out. Somebody just told him that Santa Claus got kidnapped.
He's heartbroken.
And the bad part is it's my own doing. I had a questionably reheated pasta last night that I did myself. And, you know, as you have kids, you're just an Uber driver for those kids, and it sat for too long. I reheated again, and next thing you know, 1:30 this morning, I've been down for the count. So I do apologize.
Yeah,
I wish I could have been there. And I will definitely come wherever you guys want to, because I'm not doing that ever again.
We will definitely redo this. That jersey that man is wearing – there's no way it would fit you, Nick. I don't think it would fit Bart.
You've seen Nick. Haven't seen Nick. Nick is down.
Playing days.
Playing days, you know, Nick just fit in a small because, you know, you didn't want to have any extra material.
But speaking of heat, Bart had a take yesterday, and I really need to get your take on it because if anybody would know, it's you and the position that you play being on at the line of scrimmage in the battles. If you're playing in South Florida early in the season, which I'm sure you guys had several times being an AFC East opponent, is it the worst place to play because of the heat and everything? Like, why the Patriots went down literally 5-6 days before the game was to get acclimated to the heat and humidity. And Bart said it's a mistake because now you got all these 20-year-old millionaires hanging out down in South Florida, which is,
four weeks.
With a lot of free time on their hands. But just forget that part of it because we know you're a family guy and that's not part of your life. Playing in the game, though, how miserable, is it to play in Miami this time of year?
Yeah, that South Florida heat, there's something next level about it, and it is terrible. And so it is a shocker. I was shocked that they took him down so early. I think that is I want to know where they came up with the 5 days before. But I do understand it. Like, being out there and trying to get acclimated a little bit to it might help, might give you a chance, especially for, it's the week one. You've had all this time. We don't play four preseason games anymore. So there is added time in there that you can have the opportunity to do this. But still, there's nothing like when you're sitting out there at 1 p.m., the sun's beating down, it's hot, has that level of humidity, and, we've tried to do every trick in the book to try to keep guys cool because there's nothing like South Florida heat for week one.
Is that worse than Denver and the Mile High?
Denver is different for me. I feel like it takes a quarter, and then you're acclimated. And I think you never get used to the heat in Miami.
Feel like a piece of bacon out there, man. Like you rotisserie. Only time as a black man, I was like, man, I need some sunscreen. Hey, yo, this hot. I need some SP 250.
Bart, when keeping it real goes wrong. I mean, that's literally what this show has long been about. What else are you doing these days, though, Nick?
So obviously the barbecue sauce is my passion. Yep. Right now. But I have the four little ones at home. And my oldest is now in sixth grade. So, from 2:50 to 8:45, I am just driving kids to different activities left and right. Bart doesn't have that issue. He has people driving his kids.
It's funny because Bart said that's the reason why Brady came back retirement.
Yeah, he got
one taste of that sitting in the line.
That drop off line is real. They set you straight quickly in those layups, those drop off lines.
Yeah, but sitting at home when you don't have an end date, so like Tom always had the off season, be like, well, I got to go back. Lifting right. Started back up, but now when he had no end date, he was like, maybe this wasn't a great idea. I think I might need to go back.
Yeah, it's amazing. He all of a sudden just found the parachute and found his way out. Oh, I got to go.
He'll retire when they go to college.
Exactly.
Yeah, but these are days you cherish, though. You definitely miss it. My son, I used to have an alert, and it would always tell me when it was time to go get him. It was just one of those reminders because you get caught up in work and you lose track of time. So it would always be this alert, go pick him up. And the last day when he moved on to high school, I didn't have to take him to school and pick him up from school. It was like that emotional day of, I got to delete this reminder. I don't need it anymore.
Mm-hmm.
You get a little...
cried in the car.
A little emotion. Yeah, a little emotion.
A little emotion. I get it. I have...
Yeah.
There for a little bit, I had three different alarms for pickups because my kids were getting out of school all at three different times. So it would just be going off all day.
I feel like that's a show.
Yeah, I would just leave. I would just leave my kids.
That's a show waiting to happen. I really believe that.
My kid be crying. Hey. My daddy don't love me. Sorry, kid.
Nick, we love talking with you. We hope we can do it in person and enjoying some barbecue sauce with you as well. But thanks so much for the time. All the best.
No worries. Thank you so much. Sorry I couldn't make it in, guys. I really apologize.
All good. Nick Mangold, Ring of Honor with the Jets, 7-time Pro Bowler as well, center with the Jets as well. We've got more greatness coming up. Bruce Smith, the Hall of Famer, is going to join us to talk about the Buffalo Bills and can the drought end this season. We've got that coming up at first. Bart has got this from Granger.
For all the ones who get it done, Granger's there to help. Granger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, 24/7 support, free access to product specialists, and experienced staff at over 250 local branches. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help keep your facility safe and your people even safer. Call clickgranger.com or just stop on by.
Bart and Han.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
Welcome back to Bart and Hahn. You know what we forgot to do, Renee? You know what we forgot to do, Ray Neasy? We forgot to announce what hour this was. We got so caught up in excitement that we totally forgot what to say.
How do you forget?
I don't know. Well, you know, I was excited. We got Dan, we got nachos, we got fried pickles, I got wraps, I got all kind of stuff.
Well, Alan's back now, so he
no,
can,
no, but
we
no,
can
no.
set it up.
What no, no, you set it up, Renee.
What do you mean? What do you mean?
It's the third hour.
Well, no. Don't worry about all that stuff right now. Because what we have to do is get to another Hall of Famer joining us on the show right now. It's Barton Hahn, ESPN Radio. We are presented by Progressive Insurance. And that Hall of Famer, of course, is Bruce Smith, who joins us right now. And you got the Bills starting tonight against the defending Super Bowl champs, the L.A. Rams. And Bruce, first of all, thanks so much for giving us a few minutes here. Good to talk with you. The Bills are Vegas's favorite to win a Super Bowl. How does that make you feel as a guy that was there, you know, all those years ago yourself with the Bills at the very top of the league?
Well, first of all, Alan and Bart, thanks for having me on your show. I can't tell you how excited I am for the season to start. I had an opportunity to spend 4 days at training camp with the team about 2.5 weeks ago, and I was just in awe at the level of talent, the chemistry that this team has been able to build over the years under leadership of Sean McVay, and probably the biggest acquisition of a talent this year was our acquiring Von Miller. I think he is truly going to be a difference maker for our team. I believe that when you're able to get pressure on a quarterback with four pass rushers, you solve a lot of problems on the defensive side of the ball.
I think a lot. I think it really was.
Look at the deck.
The story that wasn't reported as much last year was the fact that Tre'Davious White was injured. Eventually, this team is going to get them back. But I'm curious. What did you share with them? Because I'm sure McDermott had you address the team. What did you share with them about the collective experience of what those great Bills team were able to accomplish, and share them so they can understand the history of this organization? And the backs of giants and the shoulders of giants like yourself, in which this program stands on.
Well, those guys understand the history that exists with that legendary team of the Buffalo Bills of the late 80s and the early 90s. They understand that they have to make their own mark. Last year when I came and spent time at the training camp with the guys, it was all about getting them to understand the window of opportunity, and that window doesn't stay open for very long. So you have to capitalize on these moments each and every time you walk out on the football field. Last year was a moment that obviously we'd love to erase, but that actual growing pain of that last game of 13 seconds in which we it was just a total miscommunication and debacle. That should have left a taste in their mouth that they're not going to be able to get out until they win and continue winning and go down the road and win it all. This is a part of that window of opportunity. And this is the perfect moment, the perfect season for them to go out and prove not only to themselves, but prove it to the teams that they're competing against that we have arrived and we're here to stay. My message was, fellas, just go out and execute and have fun. If you're executing, you're typically winning in the trenches. You're winning throwing the ball. You're winning running the ball. You're winning tackling. You're making big plays, and you're having fun. But if you aren't executing, there's no fun to be had. And anybody that's having fun, and you're not winning, I don't want them on my ball club. So that was pretty much the storyline of just go out and execute and have fun. Don't overthink it, because you can certainly get in a mindset of overthinking things. I think, you know, one of the things that really impresses me is that this is collectively the best defensive front that the Buffalo Bills have ever had. You look down the line of scrimmage, and we have depth. Ed Oliver, Greg Russo, AJ, Boogie Basham, just to name a few. And then you throw in the mix of Von Miller that commands a double team and attention throughout the whole entire game. It creates and puts a lot of pressure on the opposing offense.
Talking with Bruce Smith, the Hall of Famer, and, of course, Bills great as the Bills and the Rams open up the season tonight in L.A., and the Bills being the favorite not just in the game but also to get to the Super Bowl this season. And you, what you said there is so perfectly put. It's the idea of execute and have fun. And as you mentioned, Von Miller, I think of two things with him, and that's a guy that executes and certainly knows how to have fun as well. And the two stops he has had, he has won Super Bowls. What is the impact that he can have on this Bills team? Not necessarily just on the field, but what type of impact is it to sign a guy like that at this point in his career with his resume, and what could it mean for this team?
Well, I'll tell you a little backdrop story that we rarely talk about. I was talking to Brandon and Sean, I believe the day of they're getting ready to make a play for Von. And they asked me, between two or three players, who should they go out and get? I said, without a hesitation, it's Von. Von still has a tremendous amount of upside. Von has been there. He's done it before. And the fact that we have some young players in AJ and Boogie, along with Greg Russo, he's going to be able to be that model that they want to emulate, that dominant pass rusher and that football IQ that's rare in this league. When I was there, he and I just I'm sure they'll show it tonight before the game. But we just kind of embraced one another and just had some in-depth conversations about the game and the art of rushing the pass rusher, paying attention to the details. So it gives you that competitive edge and that tip to be able to jump the snap or know when that offensive lineman is cheating, whether he's heavy on his hands, which means it's going to be run, or he's light on his heels which means it's going to be a pass. The formations, the down and distances, the plays that they run out of certain formations. And you have to calculate all of these things in a fractions of seconds to process this information before you stick your hand down in the dirt and get ready to fight the next play. So, man, the IQ, he's a consummate professional. He's going to be able to teach these younger guys so much valuable knowledge, and the fact that he's got the experience and the Super Bowl rings to go with it. It just gives it extra value.
Yeah, and to that point, you know, he's been mentoring for years with his pass rush academy that he has out there every single year. And he's been spreading the knowledge and not keeping it to himself, which means that he understands that he has to pay it forward. You know, but one of these storylines that I think we're going to be looking for in this game tonight is the fact that Brian Daboll is in New York, and Ken Dorsey has been given the keys to a pretty exotic car. When you think about all the weapons that they have, Gabe Davis, you know, is a tremendous player as well. But he doesn't have to be Daboll. He has to be himself, which I mean that he might want to do things slightly different. How much pressure is it on him? Because he's the only thing that's different about this ball club.
Well, that's an excellent point, Bart. One of the things that I'd like to see is if you look at the statistics from last year, Josh Allen counted for 35% of the run plays. That's too much. Those hits are going to add up at some point in time, and it either shortens your career, you're walking around and playing and you're somewhat wounded, which affects the performance of the offensive side of the ball. So we have to establish the run. We know we've got a unique passing game. We've got perhaps the best wide receiver in the game. Definitely we'll have one and two on the field tonight with the Rams wide receiver. But that's what I'd like to see. We need to establish the running game, because you establish the running game, that just opens up the play action pass. That opens up so many more things that you can do from an offense perspective. And yes, Daboll is in New York now, so there's going to be somewhat of an adjustment there, and we're just going to have to see how that plays out tonight.
I'll tell you what, Bruce, I can hear the anticipation and the excitement in your voice about this team and its potential and everything that it could be this year. And I know it's been a long time coming for those fans up in Western New York to see this Bills team back where they are at the very top, where you had that franchise for so many years in the late 80s and early 90s. So wonderful to talk to you. Thank you so much. Enjoy the season.
Alan, thanks so much, Bart. Good talking to you, and go Bills.
Always a pleasure.
You got it. Bruce Smith, a Hall of Famer, one of the greats there. Can't believe he said the best defensive line. Like,
no, that's him being modest.
He's
come on,
very modest, yes.
He's arguably the best pass rusher. Oh. He's in the conversation. Him, yes. Reggie White, Lawrence Taylor.
One of
the best.
If we had more time, I wanted to ask him about Aaron Donald. If we had more time, we just didn't, but maybe we'll get him on another time, especially after this game. They don't have Tre'Davious White. That is a great point, too. Yeah. Corner, that's a huge
drafted
part
Elam, I believe. He drafted
the
corner.
Defense. Right. Okay, so again, the game tonight. The Rams and the Bills to begin the NFL season. We have some final thoughts on the game tonight, of course, on the start of the season. And your calls, if you have them, at 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. But first, I do want to remind you, it's not just the start of the NFL season. It is Disney Plus Day. Your wish has been granted with Disney Plus Day offer, with huge new releases dropping. Disney's Pinocchio, Marvel's Thor, Love and Thunder, Pixar's Cars on the Road, Star Wars, Obi-Wan Kenobi, A Jedi's Return, National Geographic's Epic Adventures of Bertie Gregory, plus all new episodes and specials from Marvel's She-Hulk, Attorney at Law, Dancing with the Stars, the pros' most memorable dances, and this September, nothing beats the Disney Plus Day offer. Only $1.99 for 1 month. The offer is available now until September 19th, so you want to get on that, because after that, it goes right to $7.99 a month. And all these and more are now streaming.
Bart and Han.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Alan Hahn, Bart Scott, ESPN Radio. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776 is the number. We got football tonight, of course. Sunday, the Jets and Giants get underway. And we're going to make Bart, you know, choose a team because you can't just, you know, Jets or the Ravens, who are you rooting for in that game?
I mean, I do have favorite kids, but I don't know if I can pick between two people that put cheese
well, when
on
you're
my
watching
taco.
I mean, when you're watching the game, don't you care about who wins and who loses?
I don't. I just want good stories.
I don't buy it. I'm not buying it.
Not between your kids. Okay, both of your kids playing. Who you rooting for? You going to come there with a jersey that has half their one name?
Yeah, I don't like that. No, it's whoever's home.
So you have to pick a kid?
It's whoever's home.
So pick a kid.
Yeah, whoever's home.
So pick a kid.
Home team, you're winning.
Right now.
I want you to win.
Alan Hahn is going to reveal to us who his favorite kid is.
What? No, they're not playing against each other. They're not playing against each other. How dare you?
But that's
you can't
just
do
like,
that.
You got to take so like when Venus and Serena was playing, you think that the dad cared who won?
Couldn't watch.
Or who it was more important to.
Remember, Richard couldn't watch.
So you expect me, so I shouldn't watch.
Oh, stop it.
But I'm contractually obligated to watch because I work for the
Something
Jets.
Something tells me that you want the Ravens to win because they have greater potential this season. And you know the Jets, meh. You're like, you know that they're going to still go through a little bit of struggle.
But it's time for Joe Douglas to kind of get
you want it to be competitive, but you want Lamar and the Ravens to win. Say it.
No.
Competitive game, but the Ravens win.
No.
Say it. Go ahead.
No.
I know what you're about.
Is this how you feel when the Islanders play the Rangers?
No. No, it's Islanders first.
Okay.
The Garden knows that.
Okay.
That's what I've been from day one, from the beginning as a kid.
Okay.
So I'm not going to turn on that.
Okay.
I don't have a split in anything. I'm always like.
Only split you have is kids. Because I have a favorite kid. I just don't want to tell my kids to find out.
No.
So I'm not going to say which one.
No, I don't have
a
favorite kid because they all bug me one way and I love them one way. Like, you know what I mean? So they all have the qualities that are different. But if they were competing against each other, yeah, I would probably like go with one because you're home. It's the better story. It's good for you. Yeah. That kind of thing.
I definitely have
And the other one, it's like, you'll get a chance to win.
Well, I got one I can't live without. The other one, man.
Wow. Well, we want to thank, by the way, 98.7 ESPN New York for hosting this event here at Margaritaville. This has been a lot of fun for us with the pool. The sun was blazing. They bring the umbrella over to take care of it. That was, I mean, just everything was top shelf, getting all the people here. Shefty, obviously, Dan Marino. We also want to thank for the Back to Football event we're doing here. Dos Hombres, Sloman Shield, DraftKings Sportsbook as well for being sponsors of this and just putting the whole thing together. We want to thank Margaritaville for being wonderful hosts. This has been fantastic. We certainly would want to come back and do more, but this has been a lot of fun. Bar, we're going
first
back to
trip.
Football. It's our first time out, and this has been
I feel like I should have brought
a good
lunch
experience.
Box.
No, we've got food now. We get to enjoy the food, and now once we're done with the show, we might be able to get a drink or two.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Do that, but we still have more to do on the show, so stay with us. Back in 10 seconds.
Meh.
Bart and Hahn.
Go, shorty.
Anybody have a birthday today? Any birthdays today by any chance or coming up?
Free shots from Allen.
Her birthday today? Oh,
today?
They left already?
Spent this with us?
Okay.
21
well,
shots.
We're playing the song for birthday anyway. It's Bart and Hahn, Alan Hahn, Bart Scott, ESPN Radio here at Margaritaville in Times Square. And this has been fun.
Yeah, man.
This is the best way to kick off the football season that we've been anticipating, you know, for a while now. It's real now, and we get a real game in the Bills and the Rams in L.A., the defending champs, a team people think could be in the Super Bowl. This is a real game that we could really get a good feel out of that. And then it really sets us up for a lot of intriguing matchups Sunday, which we will break down tomorrow on the show. But this is has been fun.
From here on out. We're going to get football Monday,
Thursday,
and Sunday.
Sunday, yeah.
And then,
very good.
Depending on how much you love about college football,
well, you get
college
Saturday
football
all day.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Oh, man.
All right. Well, that's what this time of year is.
We got to get ready.
And then we get the sports nirvana.
Yes.
Where at some point in October, we'll have all four going at once.
The Mets are going to be balling.
We'll see.
Can't speak about your Yankees, but.
What do you mean? What's the problem?
I just don't know.
Aaron Judge on his way.
I just need Giancarlo to get healthy.
I just need guys to stop getting hurt.
Yeah.
Because that's happening a lot.
Matt Max is on the IL.
You got, exactly.
Very
nervous. So Scherzer now all of a sudden not feeling great.
Yeah. I just think he needs a break. Sometimes those guys don't get a lot of days off. Buck's been working them pretty hard. Maybe it's time for them to take a couple of days off. I mean, especially when you look at the upcoming schedule.
It's September. There's no time for days
off.
But you mean rest?
Yeah, you have to manage them a little bit.
That's true. Can I shout out also the Gong guy came and stopped by, Greg.
Yeah.
He's the man who he bought us the gong to put in our studio because we were talking about how we needed a gong. He sent it to us. Just all of a sudden, a gong showed up at the studio, and we're like, "Oh wow, we have a gong." Well, that's the gong, nice. And Greg is the guy who got us the gong. We want to thank him, and he came by to see us as well. All the people that came by to see us, we really do appreciate it. It means
all
a lot to
as
us.
Well.
Being out gives a new energy to the show, doesn't it?
Yes.
There's something about these events that I know at times on the radio it might be a hard listen because the audio might not be great. You're getting a lot of background noise, and I understand it. But you really have to understand when you come and just experience it in person, there is a different energy when people are around you and you get to talk to them and see those who are listening. Because otherwise, you and I are just two idiots sitting in an ice-cold studio in Seaport talking to each other, and we're just hoping people are listening.
Yeah, man. Now we know we got our peoples here. The energy was tremendous. Mm-hmm. And like footprints, they carried us through the show.
I feel that way, too.
And I was getting lightheaded. I was going to need some pickle juice.
This whole table, well, you have fried pickles instead. Yeah. I am calling you out for it, by the way.
Yeah.
There's no ESPN Plus to put you on camera to show you eating it, but you are eating the fried pickles.
I broke my diet today, man. Mm. Testament to the food and the aroma.
All right, so tonight we have a game.
We do.
And it is a very interesting one on many levels, but the most interesting thing is that the Bills on the road are the favorites at 2.5. Pick the game tonight. We'll do all our picks tomorrow for the rest of the week, but let's just pick tonight's game. Who do you see winning this game tonight, Bart?
Well, I tell you what, it's going to be a bit of an adjustment for the Bills early on with Ken Dorsey taking over Brian Daboll until they get in the rhythm. I know they have their 15-play script, but early on, first games like this, people are usually pretty tight before they open up, much like the Super Bowl is kind of tight, goes back and forth. I'm going to pick the Bills 24-21 in a
21.
Yeah.
That's it?
Yeah, it's going to be low scoring. Okay. Low scoring is both teams trying to establish the run. Little rusty timing, fatigue sets in. First time a lot of guys are playing. So I'm going to go 24-21 Buffalo Bills.
All right, I'm going opposite then. I'm going to take the Rams. I'm going against you for many reasons. One, because they've got pride. They're in their own building. They're defending champs, and they see what everybody's saying about them. I'm going 27-20. Rams with the win. We shall see. A lot of football to get into tomorrow. Thank you, everybody, here at Margaritaville.
Thanks for listening to the Barton Hahn Podcast. You can listen live to Barton Hahn weekdays at noon Eastern on ESPN Radio or stream the video of the show on ESPN Plus. Bart and Hahn, the podcast.